Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 6, 36 to 42. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 6, verse 36 to 42. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. He also told them this parable. Can the blind lead the blind? Will they not both fall into a pit? The student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. My theme for reflection is mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. In the hustle and bustle of our lives, have you ever felt misunderstood or unfairly judged? Maybe someone assumed the worst about your actions or intentions without truly knowing your heart. Or perhaps, on the other side, someone offered you a perspective so enlightening that it made you reconsider your approach and strive to improve. Judgment is a double-edged sword, challenging us both when we face it and when we wield it. In today's world, the act of calling out wrongdoing can be met with strong resistance. Social media platforms like Facebook often become battlegrounds where people clash over moral and theological issues. It is easy to be labeled intolerant, ignorant, or judgmental when standing up for what you believe is right. This resistance is rooted in a cultural shift where the concept of sin is increasingly seen as outdated and moral relativism reigns supreme. In Luke 6, 36 to 42, Jesus' teachings pierce through this modern dilemma. In the midst of his sermon on the plain, he calls us to be merciful just as our Father is merciful. This call is not about turning a blind eye to sin, but about approaching it with a heart full of grace and truth. Jesus commands us not to judge or condemn hastily, but to forgive and give generously. This is the essence of living out our faith, being rooted in Christ, who is our rock. My dear friends, when Jesus speaks of not judging, he is not suggesting we abandon the pursuit of truth. Rather, he is urging us to approach others with humility and self-awareness. The metaphor of removing the lock from our own eye before addressing the speck in another's eye highlights the importance of self-reflection and repentance. Only when we acknowledge our own shortcomings can we genuinely help others with theirs. In practical terms, this means fostering an attitude of compassion and understanding in our interactions. Instead of quick judgments, we are called to offer support and guidance, pointing others to the love and redemption found in Christ. This approach transforms our relationships and communities, making them places where mercy triumphs over judgment. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how often do I take the time to reflect on my own faults and seek God's forgiveness before addressing the faults of others? Number two, in what ways can I show more mercy and understanding in my community, especially towards those who may hold different views or have wronged me? Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, seeking your mercy and guidance. Help us to reflect on our own imperfections and to approach others with the same grace you have shown us. Fill us with your Spirit that we may be slow to judge and quick to forgive, embodying your love in all we do. Strengthen us to stand for truth with compassion, to speak with kindness, and to build communities rooted in your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.